With the view from her Jerusalem window, here's Andrea Simontov.
Hello, Andrea Simontov. How are you?
Oh, I am so tired. I always say that I start, I'm so tired, but I'm happy. I'm content. It's nice. It's nice to hear from you guys. Did you get enough notes for me to try to figure out what time I have to be on the air?
Yeah, we did.
Today?
And at 2 o'clock in the morning, Nochal. That was quite something. But yeah, Andrea, you're back in Der Heim.
You know what? But that's the kooky thing. It's not. But, and it's one of the things that just made me feel very, very reflective is, I'm loving it. I'm thinking about the things that after 25 years in Israel, the things that still have great meaning for me here in America. And, they're both surprising and heartwarming. And it also made me realize that I'm no longer American. However, I'm not really Israeli. And that is a price. I don't think that Nefesh B'Nefesh and Telfed tells that to people. By the way, you will for Admei of Esrim, you will be a man without a country. If you hear a little noise in the background and clinking and stuff, this is my mother. She's cleaning. She's getting the house ready for Pesach.
Oh, very nice. So, what's her surname?
Yeah. Pardon?
What's her surname?
Srag, from Sragovich.
Okay. So, or could we just call her Boba?
You can call her, yeah, call her Bobby Yerma.
Hello, Bobby Yerma. What are you making, Bobby? What are you making?
Okay, I lied, all right? I lied, Kathy. You put me on the spot. And there's a space capsule.
And that's why we love you, Andrea.
Genesis is so unbelievable. So actually, my mother has recently moved into a beautiful senior facility, and I came to New York to come back to her old home with her and to go through things. And in the middle, the doorbell can ring and they can start coming, all the charity organizations. And so mom is going through things and deciding serrated knives and challah boards.
Andrea, I want to delve into that which you said just a short while ago, because I think it's really interesting. You said there are things about America that you are loving, didn't even realize you missed. What are they?
All right, so I am so shallow. Okay. The Chinese food, the kosher Chinese food.
Oh, they spoke about that here this week.
I would do anything for a kosher Chinese restaurant here in Johannesburg.
Here,
I would even help find the funding.
Here, yeah. I'm going to give these sons of guns a plug, because, and they don't deserve it, because they've been asked to open up in Israel. We have a restaurant in West Hempstead, it's the East Coast, I'm on the Atlantic, and it's called Wing Wan, and you know that I was not raised observant, so I know what good Chinese food tastes like.
Me too.
I know what the real chaza treif tastes like. Fabulous.
Oyster sauce.
And it's only Thursday, and I'm saying to my mother, you know, Motzit Shabbos, Shabbos ends early, we can still go get some egg foo young. All right, so... So we have that, and of course, I mean, the open highways, which, I mean, you have this in South Africa, but remember, Israel is, I didn't realize how claustrophobic. I'm ashamed because I love Israel, and I never have a negative thing to say unless I have a drink. And I tell you, the open highways, the beauty of the parking lots, the stores, and of course, my mother lives right on the Atlantic Ocean. Every morning, it was pouring. I mean, hail was hitting me in the face, and I didn't care. I took a 50-minute walk along the Atlantic, and you see the waves crashing and the cold. And then, of course, there's a few nuts out there. I'm not joking. There were surfing. People actually surfing.
Yeah.
Okay? Imagine July in wherever you guys live. So I missed it. I loved it. I felt very proud to have come from here. And I'm very proud of my American, you know, it's hard for my Orthodox Jewish chevra. I do have a sense of real liberalism. And, you know, you grow up in America. The world is yours. You know, everything's your oyster. And I bring that with me to Israel. And I realize, but when I come back to Israel, I'm American, but I'm not good at it anymore.
That's so interesting. So do you think of yourself as an ex-American or an Israeli?
Israeli. Just a really crummy one.
Every South African I know who's made Aliyah thinks of themselves as ex-South Africans. It's a very interesting. Anyway, Andrea, that's where unfortunately we have to leave it this week. But we wish, you know, what the process that your mom is going through now is never an easy one. when you have to pack up your whole life. So, mm-hmm. yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of, we're laughing a lot, but you know what? There's a lot of pain, a lot of emotional baggage, a lot of tension, and then laughter. And it's what it is.
Yeah. But, and you know what? She's very lucky to have an Andrea with her to do it. So, well, we wish you both Shabbat Shalom.